Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. We've got the Lund family up. They're going to be singing God's Little People. I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. I really enjoy that. Amen. God's little people are God's big people sometimes. I tell you, I appreciate them two girls singing that for us today. What a blessing. Amen. We're going to be looking today at, and this week we're going to be focusing on, God has a plan. And friend, I don't know about you today, but God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. He has a plan for and a purpose for us. God has no doubt. He knows our name. He knows our frame. He knows everything about us. And so we're going to be preaching this week out of 1 Kings chapter number 6. We're speaking about Solomon building the Lord's house. And there's some things there in the building of the Lord's house that I believe we can glean from and learn and pattern our lives after. And I believe you'll be able to see the Lord Jesus Christ very clearly. We're going to go now live to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Take your Bibles this morning, if you will, and turn with me to the book of 1 Kings. Chapter number 5, and we're going to take our text out of chapter number 6. But before we do that, let me help you through some of the things that's taking place in the text this morning. And once again, we're in 1 Kings chapter number 5, and we'll begin reading here in just a moment. As you turn there, let me give you a little background on what's going on. I don't want you to be confused at where we're at today. In chapter number 1, King David's old. He's grown old, and he's on his deathbed, if you will. And as King David is there, during this time, his fourth son, Adonijah, was trying to become king without the king's approval. And so in chapter number 1, we find that King David is older. This fourth son was trying to become king, and what he was doing was he had already slew some lambs and some cattle and some oxen, and
and made it sound like we're going to have a great celebration, we're going to have a great time. However, Nathan the prophet heard that of these events, and he went to Bathsheba, you know, remember, and he went to Bathsheba, and he said, look, can you go talk to David? Can you go tell him, look, what Adonijah's doing? We need to know for sure. We need to have clarity who David's predecessor is going to be. And so while all these things were taking place, we find in chapter number 2 that David charges Solomon his son. And he appoints him, and he sends Nathan the prophet and Zadok the priest. And they go and they anoint Solomon to be the next king of Israel. And in chapter number 2, David specifically speaks to Solomon, his son, to follow the Lord. Verse number 3, the Bible says, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgment and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. David said, listen, son, if you're going to be successful in life, if you're going to have great wisdom, if you're going to have great prosperity, then you need to know where the source of your wisdom lies. It's not in the things of the world. It's in the God we serve. Amen. What so many people in our day are forgetting who God is. Amen. God is not just a God. He is the God this morning, thank God. Chapter number 3, Solomon's wisdom comes. He prayed for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom, but not only that, he gave him wealth and prosperity as well. Then in chapter number 4, we list all the princes that served in Solomon's reign. Then in chapter number 5, Solomon gets a desire to fulfill a dream of his father. You said, preacher, what's that dream? That dream that David had was to build the house of God. David, all the time, he had in his heart, he wanted to do something for God. He wanted to build God's house. He said, man, it's not right that the ark of God is outside. He said, we got to build a place to put the ark of God, the very presence of the Lord. We got to have a place. God never allowed David to build that place. No, he said, no, you can't build it. There was war all around the nation of Israel during the days of David. David fought battle after battle after battle. But all of a sudden, when Solomon became king, there was peace in the region. And Solomon said, you know what? Now is the time. Now's a good time to build the house of God. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit this morning, chapter number 5. I want you to look down there in verse number 13 with me. And King Solomon raised a levy out of all of Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by courses. A month they were in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoram was over the levy. And Solomon had 70,000 that bare burdens and 4,000 hewers in the mountains. Beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300 which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. Notice verse 17. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, huge stones to lay the foundation of the house. Notice what he said that there, great stones, costly stones, and huge stones. In other words, these was not a cheap mock-up, amen, that you bought down at the Walmart. These were specific, great, and mighty stones that were placed in the foundation, amen. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stone squarers. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel in the month Ziph, which is the 2nd month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built to the Lord, the length thereof was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof was 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And the house was made windows and narrow lights. And against the wall of the house was, he built chambers round about against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle, and he made chambers round about. The nether partmost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and in the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the 3 and 7 cubits broad. For without in the wall of the house, he made narrow rest round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. These beams were not attached to the walls. Y'all see that? Notice verse number 7. This is where we're going to take our text this morning. And the house, when it was in the building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was building. They did this work somewhere else. They did the work of fabrication. They did the work of construction somewhere else. And when it was right, they moved it to the holy site and assembled it together. Each stone, each board already had a place. I want to preach this morning with the help of God on the thought, God has a plan. As we look this morning at the thought, God has a plan, I want you to look once again at verse number 7. The first thing that in verse number 7 is that the house was pre-assembled. The length thereof was 80. That's verse number 2. The length thereof was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And when I was looking at those measurements, if you assume this morning that the ancient cubit was approximately 18 inches. Somebody had said that this way, from the tip of your finger to the elbow is approximately 18 inches. And that's somewhat of how that they measured. But they used reeds in that day to measure their lengths and those type of things. That reed was kind of like their tape measure. And so when you're looking at that, if it was 18 inches, what you're talking about is the length of this temple was probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Now, I thought about this, the length and the width, that's not too massive, but 45 feet high. I'm talking about that's a long way, see, man. 45 feet's a pretty good height on the ceiling, amen. Now we know that this might not have been the biggest temple in town, but the glory of Israel's temple was not in its size, but it was in the great God to which it represented. The glory of the temple was not how big it was, but the glory of the temple was the God to which it represented. Hallelujah. And that's where the glory lied. One source said it this way, allowing for the outside storage rooms, the vestibule, and the estimated thickness of the walls. The total size of the structure was perhaps 110 feet long and 75 feet wide. The dimensions of the temple also tell us that it was built on the same, what's this, the same basic diagram as the tabernacle, but twice as large. And this means that Solomon meant the temple to be a continuation of what the tabernacle had established. And as you know, in order for there to be a building, you must first start with an idea, or somebody's got to sit down and draw out a plan. And that's what we call an architect. Remember, this morning I'm preaching on God has a plan.
Well, that's about all the time that we have for today. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of the message concerning God has a plan out of 1 Kings chapter number 6.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.